or good afternoon now. Welcome to this celebration of life for my longtime friend Jerry Goodnight. We're so grateful that you have come out today, and you are welcome here. Just so that you know, the bathrooms are the last door on the right as you're going down the hallway. After the services today, there will be a meal here. And if there's anything you need, just let me know. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we don't have the words to say to tell you how we feel, but you know. And so we submit ourselves to you this day and ask that you would help us, that you would comfort this family, these friends, and that you would speak to us that we might know how to behave now. Lord, we praise you, we thank you that we can come together and celebrate a life well lived. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Precious Redeemer and friend, and who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men, and you are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. And Almighty Infinite Father, faithfully loving your own, and here in our weakness you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne, and you are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. And you are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Our scripture reading today from the Old Testament is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. From the New Testament, it comes from the book of John, 11th chapter, starting at the 25th verse. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? There was a favorite song that Jerry had, and we hunted that down a little bit, and we'll play this recording for you. Inside of the bulletin, if you didn't get a bulletin, there are some back on the sound board. I couldn't think of the name of the thing. Still can't. All right, so the obituary is Gerald J. Goodnight, Jr., 69, of Garrettsville, went home to his Lord and Savior on Friday, November 12, 2021. He was born in Cleveland on May 22, 1952, to the late Gerald J. Sr. and Nancy Nerobe Goodnight. He married the love of his life, Diane Helmendoller, on November 25th, 1970. Jerry was a beloved papa to his grandchildren who shared a mutual love. He enjoyed hunting, fishing, and traditional archery. He passed his love of traditional archery to his sons, Jerry III, and placed second at the 8th IBO World League Championship, and you would have thought Jerry won. Jerry was additionally proud of his son, Ben, and his accomplishments in track and field, and he loved telling stories, sometimes over and over and over again. Jerry could often be found helping people. He enjoyed helping so much he often volunteered his son, Jerry, to help where needed. Time with his family was treasured. I hope you know that's not a throwaway line. Time with you was treasured. You were his pride and joy. Jerry owned Goodnight Kitchen and Bath Incorporated, which he started in 1978. The company was known far and wide for high-end installations. He learned the trade from his father, with whom he worked before he started his business in this area. Jerry was a faithful member of First Baptist Church of Garrettsville, one of the first people I met when I came here. Jerry will be deeply missed by his wife, Diane, sons Jerry Goodnight III, Brenda, and Ben, and Katrina Goodnight, grandchildren Corey, Florin, Ashley with Mark, Jordan, and seven-week-old Mia, as well as many friends. He was preceded in death by his parents and brother, Gary Goodnight. We want to give an opportunity today if there are those who would like to make short remarks. You can't tell everything that you know about Jerry, but maybe you have a special story that is short and sweet and will build up the family, reminding them of what a good man Jerry was. Is there anyone that would want to share a story? You see, I know what it is. You're all conditioned to listening when Jerry's name is mentioned. All righty then.
In the morning, when I arise, in the morning, when I arise, in the morning, when I arise, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can't have Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, just give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can't have all this world, just give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can't have all this world, you can't have all this world, you can't have all this world, just give me Jesus. Pardon me. I won't play that out of tune for Jerry. I'm going to play that in tune. Jerry used to say, when are you going to hit that note? When are you going to bust that guitar? You know, he liked that, you know. So I'm going to do it right.
Amazing grace, how sweet sound, had saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rings. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy brings unending love, amazing grace. And the earth will soon dissolve like snow, and the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, be forever mine. Be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Amen. It's a little bit surreal standing here, I have to tell you that. Yeah, there are those times when you just like, is this really happening? Are we really here for a service for my friend? You know, I've known Jerry for 22 years now. Some of you have known him much, much longer than that. But I've seen him nearly every week, at least 50 times a year for 22 years. And so it's just an odd thing, because all these memories come flooding back of all of the things that we've done and the laughs that we've had. And we had lots of laughs. We had a few tears. And the scripture that we've chosen today was significant. Significant because it reminds us of something. Just because he's gone now, it doesn't have to mean we don't see him again. This does not have to be the end. This is a transition in the relationship that we have. This has made it different than it's ever going to be, but it does not have to be the end. In the story of Lazarus in chapter 11 of John, it's just an amazing thing. And I'm going to race through it here, but we'll start at verse 1. It says there was a certain man sick named Lazarus of Bethany in the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord's ointment, wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. My friend Jerry was sick. I can remember these last several weeks where he wasn't feeling well. And we knew he wasn't feeling well. And I just wanted to do something. And we prayed and we did what we knew to do. And I spoke to him and all of that stuff. And we went through this just like this. They were trying to do something. They went to Jesus to do something. Verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death." Oh, that's good. "But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then he said after, let's go to Judea, verse 8, disciples say, "Master, the Jews want to kill you." Verse 9, "Are there not 12 hours in a day?" In other words, there's a time for this. Verse 10, "If a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there's no light in him." But we've got light, don't worry about that. Verse 11, "And things he said he after that, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had just spoken of taking a rest. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. The whole point of this, my part today, is that you might believe, because that is the way to be comforted. The way to be comforted today is for us to be able to believe that there is something past this moment. The way for us to be able to go on is to believe there is something past this moment. There are so many memories that we have of really great things, of funny things, of sad things, of amazing things. Jerry was my memory in Wednesday night Bible study. He used to pull out this pencil that he kept behind. Remember that? Put it behind his ear all the time. Kept it right there all the time. And he would pull this pencil out, and he would mark where we were as we progressed through the Word of God over the years. And there were lots of little pencils that he would have, and he would always have his little pencil. And today I found his little pencil, one of his little pencils. And it reminded me that there will become a time when we won't have to worry where we are in the Word of God. We will be with the God of the Word. Verse 25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believe in me shall never die. Believest thou this? The question that I ask at so many funerals, and it's important to ask today, is what do you believe now? What do you believe now? Now, do we actually believe that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that we will live forever one day with Jesus? Do we believe that although Jerry has passed from this side, And the remains are here in a bottle, do we believe that he is with Jesus? And that if we want to see him again, we need to also be assured that we are going to be with Jesus. I know this is a very, very different kind of funeral service. But Jerry wanted a different kind of funeral service. He wanted to make sure that his friends and family knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He wanted to make sure that his friends and family could be with him throughout eternity. He wanted to make sure that there was a permanent healing, that there would be no more this hurt and this pain, that every tear would be wiped away, every hurt would be soothed. Even though there is a temporary separation now, we can believe that our God is, and he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. We can believe that he is still calling us. We can believe that he can still touch us. We can believe that no matter what we've done, it's not about us, it's what he's done. And what he has done is die on the cross to pay for our sin. He's paid it all. And even though we may find ourselves in a place that we don't think we want to be, we may find ourselves in a place that we don't know how we got there. We may find ourselves in a place where we feel distant. We may find ourselves in the place where we are alone or helpless. That's okay. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is the real deal. That man believed that it was the real deal. He never thought he was a perfect man. He never thought he always got everything right. We've had many wonderful conversations about the ways that he says, maybe I just didn't do that right. Maybe I need to think a little differently. But he kept on believing that there was one who could fix it all. There was one who loved him and loved those that he loved. He loved you. I marveled going through the pictures, just thinking that. I'm amazed that boy's feet ever touched the ground. He had it just all over. You know? There was just joy. There was something special. There was a connection. There was respect. Oh, sure. There was frustration. There was stuff and all of that. But in the end, we could all come around one unchangeable, definite person. And his name is Jesus. Jerry always did surprising things for me. You don't think that some people will ever surprise you. You kind of look at Jerry and you kind of go, well, he's kind of a, you know, well, she would probably call him a stick in the mud. And then you would look around one day and he's at Immerse. And I'm going, that is so strange. Yeah, but he was there just... And he was there because one of his babies was there. And he was there because he loved God. And he wanted to celebrate God's goodness. He thought Lazarus would rise again in some fairy tale place. It had been that they just heard these things. Yes, we know it's all going to. But the question is do we actually believe? Do we believe that there will come a day, a real day, an honest to goodness day? A time marked out by God that he will return for all of those who believe that Jesus is Lord. There's a day. I'm sure of it. You can be sure of it. He wants to draw you into a deeper and fuller relationship. He wants to draw you into a greater certainty. Your mistakes can't keep you away from him. He's God. And he's calling to you today. Believe. Come, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Walk with me. You can do that. lose nothing and you gain everything. So, Jerry was my friend. And he is my friend. And I plan to see him again. I hope you will join me there. I am so grateful that you guys allowed me to stand here and do this. I am thankful. This means something to me. So now, what do we believe? And what are we going to do about it? I want you to be comforted, but not with a false hope, with the real hope, the no-so hope, that there is one who loves you even so much more than Jerry could. Who's calling to you? Today is the day. Would you bow your head with me? Dear Lord, thank you for this time together. Thank you for the way that you have blessed us. I ask that you would encourage us even now and that you would comfort us, that you would comfort Diane and the kids, that you would help them to make the adjustments that they will have to make as they continue here in this plane until they are called. I thank you, Lord, and I ask that you would help us to have assured hearts, that you would help us to live in right standing with you, that if there would be anyone who feels like they're out of sorts with you, that they would confess their sin, because I know you are faithful and just to forgive their sin and cleanse them of all unrighteousness so that they might come boldly to your throne and to live a life of joy, even in the midst of this temporary sorrow. Help us, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. And I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. And if I but ask Him, He will deliver and make all my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures us. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. Oh, it is. I must tell Jesus, and he will help me. Over the world, the victory to win. Let's sing it. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, and I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
You know, I almost couldn't find you guys. You know, you're sitting up here like, where are they? Are they? I know. This may be the first time you've ever heard Steve play. there we go. We have fun. Before I pray, seriously, I want you to understand what a great honor this is. I want to thank all of you for coming out and honoring the memory of my friend, a man who has been a part of this church in so many different ways. I still have so many stories to tell. I can remember how Jerry and little Jerry put in the bathroom
vanity.
Yes, thank you. And Doug decided to mess up the vanity that day. It's like they put it in and they went, Pastor, you got to see this thing. And it's nice. And then right along comes a person that bled all over it. And Jerry didn't get over that real quick. He was like, the things that we've done and the things that we've seen. Do not take lightly life. Do not take lightly that we have been blessed to have real life and an opportunity to know him and each other well now. Just 2 days before he died, Jerry sat right back there where he regularly sits. And we still look for him. These last couple, we've still been like, where's he at? We can't even get started until he takes out his little pencil and says, this is where we are. This is the time to live. Because you don't know when it will be your time to die. Dear Father, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. We ask that you would help us to redeem the time, to make use of every moment in order to serve you in a way that glorifies you so that when we are gone, people might celebrate our lives, not just mourn our passing. Oh Lord, thank you for this time together. Now help us as we move on. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is a meal that will be served in the back. It will be the folks after the family goes. We're going to let the family go first. The last door on the left, and the ladies should be well prepared to serve you. And then you'll see places that you can eat back in the fellowship hall and other places in the building. Thank you very much for coming, and have a great day. With that, you are dismissed.